geopolitical football a couple of years ago, although has been eclipsed by the economy and the Iraq war. In this election is immigration. Both candidates have been pushed to define their immigration policy, most recently by a group called The Sanctuary, which is a group of Latino bloggers. They sent a questionnaire to both candidates asking them about their immigration policy, and let's find out what happened. Here's Ketty Esquivel. She blogs at The Sanctuary. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for having us.
So what answers did you get from the campaigns to your questionnaire?
That's all. We've heard back from the Obama campaign, which we're very excited about. But unfortunately, we haven't heard back from the McCain campaign as of yet. We actually decided to extend the deadline in order to see if he and his campaign will, in fact, respond to our survey.
Well, you extended the deadline to midnight tonight, so the clock is ticking. Any sign that they might get it in under the wire?
That's accurate. Actually, it's pretty unfortunate. We had been very hopeful that we would have a response from McCain, as there were other members of the Sanctuary in communication with his press team, and they had been forwarding on information about different press releases that he had. However, most recently, they have not responded to an email that we sent them, following up and telling them that we'd give them a deadline, as they said they were not going to be able to have this in on the original deadline. And I also called a couple of times, and when I called the first time, I was told that I would be connected with someone shortly. No one ever got back to me. The second time, I was hung up on, and the third time, I got disconnected. So we're still hoping that they respond, but you know, what has happened thus far has not been encouraging at all, and we're rather disappointed, because if the candidates are saying that they want the Latino vote, then they should be able to actually specifically respond to policies that are important to our community, immigration specifically being one of them.
And what were Senator Obama's responses? What do you think his policy on immigration reform is?
We will actually be releasing the results of this survey tomorrow. That is at least what we're anticipating up to this point in time. If the McCain campaign is in communication with us and tell us that they will be responding to our questionnaire, then we might extend the time before which we would actually release the answers. The reason that we have not released the answers as of yet is we're committed to being able to give both candidates each opportunity, really give them both a chance to speak to the policy questions that we've posed to them. So even though the response to from the McCain campaign today has been disheartening to all of us, we are hopeful there is still time for them to turn around and to that they're committed to our community.
The Sanctuary describes itself as a grassroots effort of pro-migrant, human rights, civil rights bloggers, and online activists dedicated to the enactment of meaningful immigration reform that's practical, fair, and most of all, humane. Can you tell us in broad strokes whether Senator Obama's responses fit that mission?
Yes, in fact, his responses are very enlightening with regards to his different positions on policies, some of which are already known, some of which haven't been really spoken to much to date. We are, for the most part, very encouraged with the response that we've received. However, there are some responses that we would like to probe a little bit deeper because we would like to get some more information on them. Again, I don't want to divulge all of the information right now, since this is something that we will be releasing in the next few days. What I would like to ask is that you all keep tuned to the Sanctuary website and also to all of the different sites that we represent. Just by way of explanation, we at the Sanctuary, we are a group of bloggers from across the nation representing several different perspectives and peak on the issue of immigration. But as you stated, our common commitment and goal is really to have a humane immigration system in place and to really further the conversation in that direction. I myself, for example, am a part of a progressive Christian blog called crossleft.org, and we have other people who are speaking for specific states, people from Texas, and we have people that are speaking with regards to Latino issues as a whole, culture, etc. So it's really a broad community that comes together to represent the Latino perspective here to the Sanctuary. You will find more information both through our respective websites as well as the Sanctuary website itself.
If you were to try to fill out the questionnaire on Senator McCain's behalf using his public statements, there was a time when he championed immigration reform in the Senate, got criticized by his own party for including a path to citizenship. He says he learned from that failure that security needs to come first. That has been couched as a flip-flop or a reversal or a pandering by his opponents. What do you think?
Well, honestly, we are still in inquiry around that, which is why we're hopeful to receive a response. And his lack of a response, and actually the lack of respect as evidenced by how his campaign has handled our following up, actually, you know, puts us in a difficult position. We'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. We would like for him to be able to speak to his policies clearly so we understand where he's positioned. But to date, all that we've really seen is some mentions, as you have spoken to, which, you know, we have been watching as the media covers them and has been pointing to them as pandering. So the reason, actually, that we put this questionnaire together is that we had seen how both candidates were reaching out to different Latino organizations of import, how they were producing media clips and sound bites that would seem to be favorable to the Latino community, and specifically on the issue of immigration. And yet, however, they had not gone on record speaking specifically to what their policies would be. And so with Obama responding to the questionnaire, in our minds, that gives us confidence that he is clear about what his policies will be. On the other hand, McCain, unfortunately, since he has not responded, really leaves it very ambiguous. And we really would like for him to go on record because, as you stated, he has flip-flopped. There have been periods in the timidity when he has shown and said that he has one position around immigration, which is very pro-migrant. But then, on the other hand, he turns around and then he has said some things that are very much not in congruence with that. So that's where we have thought that he's flip-flopping, because one day he will say one thing to one group, and then he had said something else to another group. And so to us, that's very alarming. We believe that whoever ends up being our president should be someone who takes a position on an issue and holds fast and is not catering to people's votes and therefore just saying what they want to hear or what he thinks that they want to hear. And unfortunately, since McCain has not responded, that is the only way that we can really see the situation.
And Kenny, I'm curious, you described your blog, crossleft.org, as activism and online engagement for progressive Christians. What are people talking about this election cycle in that community? What do progressive Christians care about in their voting behavior?
Well, we are focused specifically with crossleft.org. We're focused on really looking at what Jesus spoke to, which was a pretty radical vision of social justice, of a compassionate agenda, really caring for the least of these. And so as we're looking also at different candidates, we are not, as an organization, as of yet, endorsing a specific candidate per se, but we are looking to see that these candidates do have a platform that would embody those principles of social justice. And again, immigration is one of these key topics that, you know, to our mind is at the top of the agenda. There have been different movements in the past. There was the civil rights movement, the abolitionist movement, that had progressive Christians as one of the leaders in the organizations that were moving to create a better community here in the United States. And we at crossleft.org believe that we need to be in solidarity with the other bloggers at the Sanctuary, because, in fact, this is the issue, the movement of our day.
Ketty Esquivel, you can find her blog at crossleft.org or at The Sanctuary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Rebecca Roberts. This is 6